Along the way, we meet people who touch our lives. We experience great joy and blessing. We also encounter difficulty and character-stretching moments. Along the way, we have the opportunity to meet Jesus Christ, and once we do, everything changes because we discover He doesn't just show us the way, He is the way. Hello, I'm Deb Crum, your host for Along the Way, a radio magazine that chronicles the stories of people just like you. Join us today, will you, as we explore together what it means to walk day by day with the living Lord Jesus Christ along this journey we call life. Along the way, I've met people who have inspired my faith. Their life, lived out through their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, has deeply impacted how I live out my own relationship with Him. As they walk in humble dependence and obedience before God, I see in real time expressions of His life through them. This is especially true as I consider my little sister in the Lord, Holly Johnson. I met Holly nearly 2 years ago through a mutual friend, and we've been connected ever since. Her faith journey with the living Lord is a vivid display of what it means to trust no matter what. Holly, or Holly Faith Walker as I call her, is 33 years old. She's married to a prince of a man named Rob. And for the past 3 years, Holly has traversed the hallways of doctors' offices and hospitals in search of a cure for ovarian cancer, having exhausted all forms of treatment without benefit. Holly's journey now includes short jaunts across her living room. She is a faith walker, responding to the promptings of her Lord, joyfully riding upon His wings. Join us now as we take a few steps with Holly along her journey of faith. The first time I think I went to the hospital and I saw you, mm-hmm. and just seeing that cord come through and that having that sense of the Holy Spirit, when I said, "Jesus, you're doing cancer with Holly," was the most powerful moment for me to consider that you weren't doing cancer alone.
No.
He's doing it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Intimately. And your journey has been just incredible.
Mm-hmm. And I experience that every day. Just mm-hmm. Him with me. In the shower, in bed, when I can't sleep. Just talking to me and quieting me. Because He is faithful. He will always be right here and pull me through whatever I'm going through.
Mm-hmm. What's happening right now with your faith?
My faith, well, in the past 4 years, has just multiplied by thousands that I can't even tell you. When I first started, my faith was pretty tiny, like a mustard seed, and I knew to turn to God, but I was terrified, and I didn't know what He was going to let me go through and what was going to happen, but I knew where to start, and I knew to turn there, and through just all of the circumstances and all of the battle, He shows me through every single instance that He's true. He is faithful, and He will keep His promises. As I go through these circumstances, it does grow my faith because I can look back and say, "Oh yeah, You did this, God. Mm-hmm. Remember when You brought me through that, and the doctors thought this, and they were wrong, and mm-hmm. God made me a promise and kept it." Mm-hmm.
The recording you just heard took place on February 22, 2009. Since that time, Holly's cancer has progressed. Even in the face of physical changes, she is joyfully clinging to the Lord Jesus Christ. She's not without struggle and sorrow. We all know it's hard to let go. And Holly would honestly tell you that dying is sometimes painful. But she would also tell you that Jesus Christ is faithful and that it is a most sacred journey, far surpassing the physical pain. The grace God gives His beloved is more glorious than we can imagine. Isn't that what Romans 8:18 says? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with a glory that will be revealed to us. That's an anchoring truth, isn't it? That's where Holly is standing on his truth. Holly's courage in the face of uncertainty has inspired all of us who are walking alongside of her. Yeah, even those who are looking on from a distance, because we have seen her anchored in the truth. She walks day by day in the reality that Jesus Christ is the source of her strength, that he is the source of her courage. On Sunday, March 28th, 2009, Holly invited me to record more of her story, a story that included a precious conversation with her hospice nurse. Even though her voice is weak, you can barely hear it, and she is weary. With great passion and conviction, she shares her heart. The first voice you hear is her hospice nurse, Pat.
It's hard to put into words what Holly has meant to me, but I don't know that I've met such an extraordinary young woman. And I thought back about my own life when I was your age at 33, and I don't think I was the kind of woman that you are right now. I don't think I had that insight and that spirit, and it's just been remarkable to know you. And you've given a lot to me. I think about you often.
Thank you.
And what a remarkable young lady you are. And even in your short life, you know, look what you've done.
Well, you know? It's been Jesus doing it through me, and he empowers me to be who I am and to do what I'm doing, and for his kingdom, for his glory, for whatever it is that he wants to accomplish and show the world. So.
Well, you're an inspiration.
Thank you.
You really are. Mm-hmm. You've got a big, big heart.
I hope so.
You do.
I want to help others.
Well, you've helped me, I can tell you that. I feel like I'm a different person having known you. I'm a better person. Just in the short, I went and looked today, and it was February 8th that we got to meet. I came over here on a Sunday and met you and Rob. And we sat down and talked about hospice and what a big step it was for you and everything. And I walked away from that meeting just, you know, feeling so good about life in general and how fortunate I've been in my life. You know, you made me reflect on that. And sometimes we forget about that. But we meet that one person that just gives us that. And then we stop and we give thanks. So you've been that person for me throughout this journey. And I thank you for letting me be a part of it, because I was a stranger. And now I'm a friend.
You're very welcome, and you're very much so a friend to
me.
Well,
I feel like that. I feel like that to you.
You've made this journey and this process so much easier for me.
Oh, good. I made you a promise that we were going to keep you comfortable, and and I hope you know that that is from my heart.
Yes, I do know that, and I've seen you do it.
Oh, good.
And I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. It's very much mutual. I have a lot of love for you in my heart.
I love you too. He's just waiting to reveal his kingdom to us, and life is just the beginning. We see it as something that's scary and something that's grave and something that it's too big, it's too much, I don't want to face it. It's not for me, you know. Or it's not where I want to be. And he wants to show us that this life is the beginning, and the love that he shows us is just a taste of what he has for us. And if we will just trust him and take the steps with him, he will show us that there is something that is mind-blowing. there is something that will just, it will just blow us out of our minds.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. We can't imagine it.
No. No. And all we have to do is, like I said, to trust, to believe in Him. Mm-hmm. And part of trusting is just to following Him and where He directs us to step and obeying, and He does the rest.
That's right.
He exactly. Guides our steps.
And we couldn't make it without Him.
No. Mm-hmm. We don't have to know any more than that.
And you know, one thing remarkable about you is that I've never seen an ounce of anger. Mm-hmm. And that is pretty remarkable. I don't know how I would feel in your shoes, especially at your age, and that's been an inspiration. No anger.
That's one thing that's been really amazing to me, is that God just totally took that anger away
from me.
Because, I mean, He knew where I was in my life, and He knows my youth, and what my normal response would be. And in the beginning, I wanted to live more. I didn't want to just try to understand and give it up and just say, okay, God, whatever You have. He had compassion for me. And He was just so understanding about what I have to give up and what I have to endure and to suffer and to go through to come to this place. And He has so honored me in that, and He has so rewarded me and just blessed me and just really poured out just His abundance on me. Like, I can't even describe in words, like, how He loves me and how much He's given me. And what He's done to get me to this place. And, yeah, I may not be to the point that I thought that I should be or would be by the time that I would die. And I thought I would be really angry and I wouldn't be ready to go. But God has just mysteriously taken that away, and it's like He said to me, it will be taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. You just look to Me. And I know that all of those details and all of those needs will be fulfilled. And I don't know how now. I don't know what You mean by that. I know that You will do it though. Because You've got so many promises to me. And I'm so held by Him and so in love with Him. I can't help but to believe Him and to love Him and just to keep walking with Him one step at a time.
One of Holly's desires is to boldly share her testimony with others. Did you hear her boldness? God answered that prayer, didn't He? If you're just tuning in, this is Deb Crum. You're listening to a special edition of Along the Way, a radio magazine that chronicles the stories of God's precious believers as we walk along this way we call life. I'm telling Holly Johnson's amazing story, part of which includes her battle with ovarian cancer. One day, as I was searching for some songs on the internet for work, I discovered a song that took my breath away. I knew the moment I heard it, it was for Holly, as if it was written for her. The song, Jesus Draw Me Ever Nearer, with lyrics written by Margaret Becker and music by Keith Getty and sung by his wife, Kristen Getty, powerfully illustrates Holly's journey. As you listen, perhaps you'll hear your own story written in this song. I pray so. I pray that it just blesses you as much as it meant to Holly the first time she heard it.
For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. And so we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
You might imagine the response that Holly had to this song. Here are just a few of her thoughts.
It's such a just a clear image for me of this journey. Like, it helps me envision what I'm doing. And, mm-hmm. you know, if I was watching my story on a stage, that would be it.
Would be it, huh?
Yeah.
On Monday, March 30th, Holly and I had a sweet time of fellowship together. Again, she allowed me the privilege to record her most tender, intimate moments with her Lord in prayer.
Oh Lord, we just come before you today. We thank you so much for your beauty and for your love, Lord. They're just bigger than we can fathom, Lord. They're just beyond what we can know or understand. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are and for blowing us away every day. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. And you just bring us joy, joy, joy. Lord, we just want to take all of you in. And we want to just absorb you in. And just, Lord, to be washed away by your presence, by your spirit. Mm-hmm. Lord, we love you. We praise you and we worship you. And I thank you, Father, for each day, for just for each blessing, each little thing that you give us, God. We know that everything is from you. And so, Lord, we just thank you. And we receive what you have for us. And ask, Lord, will you give us more? Will you give us more of you? Lord, fill us. We long for you. And I just pray for this miracle that you're doing, Lord. And I don't know what you'll bring. I don't know what you'll do. I'm frightened at times, Lord. But like Job says, I'm so excited. I can't even grasp it. It's beyond me. Lord, my body is just going through so much. And I've had to just let it go to you, Lord, because if I didn't have you, I'd be so frightened. I'd be unable to move. I'd be paralyzed. That's the word I'm looking for. Just because of the circumstances that I'm facing. But I can see you, and I've seen you all throughout my life, Lord. And I know that you will never leave. I know that you will work through this impossibility for your glory, Lord. Even if the doctors think they know, you know. Lord, I want to give it to you again, because you are God. You're God of everything, and you know, Lord, what your plan is. You know, Lord, what you want to do and how you will bring about your glory and the amazing things that you're going to do through this. I just lay back and I rest in you, Lord. And I don't care what the outcome is. I just care that you're glorified and that your will is done and that I'm yours. And I trust you with all my heart, Lord.
He is your rock. He is your shelter. He is your strength.
Yes.
He is your peace. Jehovah is your life, your very life. He is your life. He is your peace. It's okay. It's okay, sweetheart. here. You're here. I'm here. He's here. Yeah. We just take one moment at a time, you know? Just take one moment. Yeah. Just today. Just right now. He loves you so much, Holly. He's gonna carry you every step of the way.
He will.
He will.
I know he will.
Yeah. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. Ever. Ever. We love you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. You're everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Praise you.
Holly completed her journey on Friday, April 3rd, 2009. She's home, seeing Jesus face to face. And do you know what she'd tell you? If you don't know Jesus, just give him your life today. Don't wait, dear one. Turn your eyes upon Jesus for the rest of your life.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for being with us today. It is such a privilege to walk along the way with dear friends. Along the Way is a radio production of Inspirational Family Radio 94.1 FM KBXL and Grace Tapestries of Boise, Idaho. To contact us, call 208-377-3790. God bless you, dear friend.